Wow, Grandma, this airport is crazy cool.
I directed my grandma's attention to a small band with two guitarists and a drummer playing some kind of box instrument. I remembered from the Jamaican guidebook I flipped through before we left that it's called a minto band. A group of women shook their rattles as they sang a Welcome to Jamaica song to a lively reggae beat. I was definitely not in Boston anymore. The Jamaican ladies were dressed in white blouses trimmed with the same colorful plaid material of their skirts. The yellow and green colors of Jamaica adorned their heads, and they wore funky-looking rope sandals. The men in the band coordinated with the women. I decided to call their luck Island Chill.
We sure are on vacation.
Grandma Ruby laughed as I pulled out my K-Girl Island inspiration notebook and started scribbling my first impressions of Jamaican style. K-Girl's Island Inspiration Notebook, a designer's notes on real Jamaican style. Number 1, Island Chill. Tuscan gold, my favorite color, and ivy green plaid. Is it a national costume? Love the head wraps. At home, I usually carry around a notebook so I can jot down business and style ideas 24/7 because my goal is to have my own K-Girl fashion design company one day. So for this trip, I bought a special brand new notebook with a yellow, black, green stripe cover, the colors of the Jamaican flag, to record all the colors, patterns, textures, and even smells, tastes, and feelings of Jamaica. I read in a magazine that really original designers are inspired by everything around them, and it's totally true. I grabbed my camera and started taking pictures, too. I didn't want to forget anything about my trip. Some of the people who were on the plane with us began dancing and greeting the singers. It was embarrassing. I couldn't believe the American travelers in their weird Bermuda shorts were thinking they were reggae dancers. I quickly hid behind Grandma Ruby, who, for some reason, I couldn't understand, was clapping along with the dancing tourists.
Grandma, whatever you do, please don't dance, I whispered.
She just laughed and began to sway with the music. Then I thought of my good friend Maeve. She would have started hip-hopping away with the dancers, and everybody would have loved her ability to dance up a storm. She would have fit right in. I wasn't even going to try. Not today, anyway. Baggage call for Air Jamaica Flight 211 on Carousel 3. Saved by the bell. I grabbed Grandma's arm and headed for the carousel. We had only one suitcase each, and our luggage came pretty quickly, which was great because I wanted to get outside and find myself a beautiful Jamaican beach. After the red cap wheeled us out, our next task was to find Selvin, Aunt Faith's nephew, who's supposed to meet us. Grandma had no idea what he'd look like, so I figured we would be at the airport for a while. I just hoped that there would be a beach near my relative's house. I couldn't wait to get out the shades, the sunscreen, and sandals. Jamaican holiday, here I come. Outside Sangster International Airport, chaos reigned. Tourists were everywhere, climbing into tour buses and taxis that would take them to their various hotels. There were friendly cabbies inviting us in, asking which hotel we were staying at, and trying to be helpful. After some minutes with no sign of Selvin, this option was looking really good. Grandma Ruby was clearly getting more flustered and anxious. All of a sudden, she didn't seem to be her usual cool and in control of everything self. Maybe it was the heat.